From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, August 6th. 10 stories from overnight. Sourcing first, take second. Let's get into it. First, from Channel News Asia. To quit cabinet or not? Malaysia's DAP at crossroads ahead of crucial party congress. Democratic Action Party delegates will decide on Alyaug 16 whether its ministers should resign from Malaysia's unity government. The outcome could result in a snap general election, party members and observers say. Next. Second, from the Hindu Top, Congress expresses support to agitating students over Jharkhand exam irregularities, says justice for them top priority. As the protest against alleged examination irregularities in Jharkhand entered its 13th day on Wednesday, August 6, 2026, the Congress, which is in alliance with the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led government, said that the party stands in support of the agitating student for justice in Ranchi. K. Raju, the All India Congress Committee in charge for Jharkhand, in a post on X, said his party supports the student's agitation against paper leaks in the state. Up next. Third, from the Hindu Top, Supreme Court cracks down on illegal constructions, warns civic authorities of contempt. The Supreme Court on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026, pulled up civic authorities in state capitals for failing to act against illegal constructions and the unauthorized use of residential premises for non-residential purposes, despite its earlier directions. The court also restrained municipal authorities from issuing directions contrary to its orders, warning that any interference could invite contempt proceedings. Irrespective of any order that may be in operation, our directions shall be fully complied with by the authorities concerned. This will apply pan-India. And then, fourth, from Straits Times, Russian strikes kill six in Ukraine's Balaklia. Sumi, officials say. IUG 6. Rescuers worked on Thursday to douse fires and clear debris in Ukraine's eastern city of Balaklia after Russian strikes on homes killed three overnight, authorities said on the Telegram messaging app. Next, fifth, from BBC News, Top. In Odisha, no one is safe from Russia's new Black Sea strikes. My crane operator, my partner, died 5 meters from me. The driver remained in the cabin. He also died. Svetlana Halchenko winces as she remembers the Russian ballistic missile which exploded at work in Odessa, killing her colleagues. Svetlana works as a warehouse shift manager at the city's main port. Despite her injuries, she walks with a limp, pieces of shrapnel still embedded in her leg and back. Svetlana is determined to keep working, but her normally bustling workplace is largely silent. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Top, Russia's war economy is fueling pay gains companies can't afford. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.